News, I'm Haya Punjwani. Hezbollah's deputy leader Naeem Qassem vowed to continue fighting Israel after much of its top command was wiped out, including its leader Hassan Nasrallah. Japan's likely next leader says he'll call an election once he takes office.
Shigeru Ueshiba, the head of Japan's governing party, plans to call a parliamentary election to be held on October 27 after he's elected as prime minister on Tuesday. Ueshiba was chosen as the Liberal Democratic Party's leader on Friday and is assured to also succeed Fumio Kishida as prime minister because the party's coalition controls parliament. Ueshiba mentioned the election date as he announced his top party leadership lineup on Monday ahead of forming his cabinet. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Massive rains brought by Hurricane Helene have left many people stranded or homeless around the southeastern U.S. The death toll from the storm topped 90 people across several states. At a campaign event in Las Vegas, Vice President Kamala Harris says the federal government will help communities damaged and isolated by Hurricane Helene.
I received an operational briefing from FEMA Director Criswell. More than 3,300 federal personnel have been mobilized. We are deploying food, water, and generators and working to restore water and power. And the president and I have told state and local leaders we will provide whatever help they need in the days and weeks ahead.
The two astronauts stuck at the International Space Station since June are welcoming their new ride home. SpaceX senior manager Ronnie Foreman announces that the SpaceX Dragon capsule has successfully docked with the International Space Station.
Crew 9 has arrived to the International Space Station. Docking confirmed at 4:30 p.m. Central Time, 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time over Botswana.
This is AP News. October solar eclipse will dazzle parts of South America and the Pacific.
A ring of fire eclipse of the sun is coming, but only a lucky few will be in the path. The annular solar eclipse will be visible Wednesday over Easter Island and the tips of Argentina and Chile. A partial solar eclipse can be seen from several locations, including Brazil, Paraguay, Uruguay, and Hawaii. Solar eclipses happen about 2 to 5 times a year. April's total eclipse of the sun dazzled sky watchers in parts of the U.S., Mexico, and Canada. The next total eclipse won't arrive until 2026 and will pass over the northern fringes of Greenland, Iceland, and Spain. I'm Julie Walker.
A stretch of an aqueduct that supplies more than half of New York City's water is being shut down through the winter as part of a $2 billion project to address massive leaks beneath the Hudson River. I'm Haya Punjwani, AP News.